You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the hen day built. And Banger Tommy, how was your day on the golf course?
It was a lot of fun. I think, guys, that Oilers Media Golf Tournament is kind of the unofficial start to the season for us. So everybody had a good time. Nice day. We didn't get rained out like we did a few years ago, right, Gregs? And Strutty, we've gone through some rough weather days during that tournament. But today was a lot of fun. And got to golf with some good friends and make a new one. And you know what? It was good to play golf with Bob today. Really nice to get out there with Bob Stauffer and golf with him. And it was just a good time overall.
Who else is on your team?
Glenn Gullitson and Tim Shipton. So a lot of positivity there. We even got Stauffer hitting off the tee box with a driver because he stuck with an old 3-wood that he said was 25 years old, and he could barely hit that thing. He wants to kill the ball every time he swings at it, boys. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you, though.
Got a slow, smooth swing, Tom. I say that's better.
Yes.
I say that is better. Now, the St. Louis Blues, the trend of young players getting big deals, they had Robert Thomas, and considering that him and Jordan Kyrou almost had identical seasons, if you look at their point totals, not really a shock that today they lock up Kyrou for the identical 8.125 AAV.
I like this player. And you know, I've seen more of Kyrou than I have of Robert Thomas, and that's just with him being with the Blues and them being in the Western Conference. But watching Kyrou kind of explode this year, you guys, like, he's not the biggest guy, but he's got a great knack for the net. Almost had 30 goals, and he burnt the Oilers on a few occasions this past season, and the types of goals that he was able to score were you know, either it was with a nice shot or a nice dangle. This is a nifty player that I think is on the up and up, and you know, when you compare it to Thompson, like, it's just my biases. I've seen more of this guy, but I like this signing, and if they feel like they're willing to give him 8 mil plus AAV for an extended period of time, they obviously have a lot of faith in him. And if he grows with confidence and becomes an even bigger part of this team, boys, that's going to be a good contract for the St. Louis Blues.
Well, definitely a big, you know, he had 35 points in 55 games and then went up to 75 in 74. And he's a guy who, you know, took a few years. It's not surprising to me. Lots of players just take off. And then he had 7 goals in 12 playoff games, right? Like, that's the thing. When I look at Kyrou, like, he's so far has been more of a finisher than Robert Thomas at this stage. And I'm very curious when I look at the Blues and, you know, Vladimir Tarasenko's in the last year of his deal at 7.5 mil. Right. So, that comes off the books. And then you have both, Kyrou and Thomas coming on the books. I wonder what happens with Ryan O'Reilly at his age, right? Cause they've went with their two young guys and locked them up. Do they stick with Ryan O'Reilly, heartbeat of that team? If he wants like a, you know, a huge deal at 32 years of age, or do they let him walk next summer?
Interesting. And let me correct myself. I was thinking of Tage Thompson there. So my bad, Gregs. I know you're talking about Robert Thomas, so my bad on that one. But if they feel like O'Reilly's the right guy to keep and they can work something out, then they think he can be the guy that can provide the right tone for the team, then perhaps there's a deal to be had there. But if they feel like he's too far gone down his career, he's too old, and they want to turn the page and hand the team over to the younger guys, then, you know, maybe they say thanks for everything. We had a great run and went to the tippy top of the mountain together, and we'll always thank you and remember you for that, but it's time to move on. But I suppose it depends on what the appetite is. Like, where is the Blues organization going by the time it's time to discuss the future of Ryan O'Reilly with the organization, or how do they feel they're at right now? But if he's a guy that's willing to stick around and wants to be part of building this thing back up, if you will, I don't know if you can really say that they aren't an excellent team, because I think they are pretty good. But if he wants to stick around and the Blues feel like he's an important part of the future by helping set that tone for the organization, then I'm sure they could find a way to work something out, especially with the cap going up. I don't know what he'll ask for money-wise, but it's an interesting... This team is interesting, St. Louis. It's like they're kind of evolving, but at the same time, you know, they're still kind of there where they could be considered quasi-contenders. And then, like you said, Tarasenko, like his future with this organization has been interesting too. Basically, we thought last year that he was on his way out, and then he goes and he has a really good season, and that's after having three shoulder surgeries and people not being sure if you'd be able to play anymore. So the Blues are intriguing for a number of different reasons, and I quite honestly don't know where they're going to go with this, but they've got options.
Well, it's interesting. Edmonton, all their main guys are signed for the next few years. It's more so how are they going to fill around the edges? That's obviously when the cap goes up, they'll be in a good situation to re-sign McDavid and Draisaitl. Obviously that would be their main priority. No question about it. But, Edmonton has to get through, this year. They're still in a cap crunch for this season. I'll ask you this. Do you think there's any way they start the season without a trade? I think a trade's inevitable between now and the start of the season. Do you?
The Blues or Oilers, Greg?
Oilers.
Yeah, I think that they're going to make a move. I think they're going to move out some money. Yes, they're going to have to trade something to get in under the cap. So, I mean, I feel like that's inevitable. I really do. And I saw some of the debate on social media. I haven't been dialed into Twitter the last couple of days, but I've perused and I see people talking about JP. Like it or not, he's a guy that would probably be at the top of the list to be moved out. And you can make a case for his game overall, the things you like, his intangibles, but he is one of the pieces that they would be considering to move out. It's not Tyson Barrie. Maybe it's Fogle, but JP's at the top of that list for sure.
Yeah, and not because he's a bad player. I just think I think there'll be more teams interested in him than Fogle at this point. So, because the cap's basically, 2.75 to 3 million, whatever. But Fogle has 2 years, while Pajarvi only has one, although he has to get qualified at 3 million. So either way, it's kind of the same thing. But I think a trade happens. If it happens before next Wednesday, then Ryan McLeod has a better chance to get a multi-year deal or two-year deal. Otherwise, he'll have to sign a 1 year before camp.
Yeah. And I mean, he's whizzing around on the ice with everybody. He's here and, they're playing cap gymnastics, or they're going to have to. But like you said, you basically laid it out with McLeod, and we'll see what gives first and if there's a deal to be had there.
Tom Gazzola joins us, Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. Tommy, Bo Bichette right now is like, he can't miss TV. He had another two hits today. The Jays lost game one of the double dip. The second game is just starting right now. But man, Bo Bichette is having himself quite the September, kind of similar to last year where he really found his bat, shall we say. But man, this guy right now is, he's out slugging Vladdy Guerrero, George Springer. Like, he's become the go-to guy for the Jays.
Right guy at the right time. I know they're going to need the other guys going, but he almost had his head taken off the other day, too. I don't know if you saw that, Griggs. And then he goes late in the game and smacks a dinger, helped lead the Jays to victory. I like that kind of spunkiness, the attitude from Bo Bichette. A lot of people were looking at this late part of the season for the Jays and saying, all right, have these young guys with a tremendous amount of upside turn the corner? Have they matured? Have they shown enough of that? And he's clearly one of those guys that he has matured, and he is taking his game to a new level, because the baseball only gets better from here on out, gets tougher. I know the Jays are still in the mix in the wild card race, which is great, and they're right there, so more Bo, and then if that gets the other guys going, they see what he's doing, and they can chip in as well. Then we're talking about a Jays team that's not falling its way out of a playoff spot, and we're talking about some October baseball for the Toronto Blue Jays, which could be good, and we could say they've finally arrived, although they've been a good team for a long part of the season, even though they've had the coaching change and had some rough stretches. This is a good team. Nice to see, and Bo Bichette kind of leading the charge. Maybe not the first guy you'd expect, but certainly he's right there.
Tommy, have yourself a great day. We will chat with you. À demain,
Greggs.